Ghana's former acting High Commissioner to London, Chris Kodo, is alleged to have received the $3.5 million in bankers' draft from the sale of GMPC's drill ship in 2001. The former Deputy Minister of Energy in Kufuor's administration, Katie Hammond, giving evidence on the sale of the drill ship and the whereabouts of the $3.5 million, said he was instructed to give the money to Mr. Kodo, but could not tell who instructed him. He appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday with Albert Kandapa, who was the energy minister at the time the ship was sold. We bring you Ernest Obingenim's report.
The two former ministers, Albert Kandapa and Katie Hammond, were invited because they were involved in the sale of the drill ship. Mr. Kandapa, who appeared before the commission, first gave a brief background on how Ghana's search for oil started. He said GMPC engaged in a lot of activities to generate income for the oil exploration. Between 1996 and 1997, GMPC entered into a transaction to manage oil price with Societe Generale, but the transaction went bad. GMPC therefore became indebted to Societe Generale. He said when Kufuor's administration took office, GMPC was in a mess and owing. In May 2001, GMPC's implementation committee, which assessed its activities, said apart from the Discoverer 511 that was making profit, the rest were not. Cabinet therefore advised that GMPC's marine assets should be disposed of. Mr. Kandapa said in June 2001, judgment was given to Societe Generale and the ship was arrested on the seas of Oman. Katie Hammond was therefore asked by government to negotiate with Societe Generale, which he did, and managed to bring down the debt to $19.5 million.
Honorable Katie Hammond was also to say that GMPC had actually mortgaged the drill ship in favor of Societe Generale on 5th of June 1998 in a total sum of $32 million. And said that Societe Generale had commenced legal proceedings in Oman against GMPC and in fact had procured the arrest of the vessel by an Omani court. By the time Honorable Katie Hammond arrived in Paris, Societe Generale were quite happy to sell the ship and keep whatever proceeds they got from that, and they had declared their intention to pay full GMPC for any balance. Indeed, they had already put in place plans for the sale of the drill ship and had talked to Stavanger Drilling ASA and also Frontier Drilling ASA, both of Norway. My lord, Societe Generale did not, at this stage, need government permission to sell the drill ship. It was effectively there to sell, even if they had to go through a process.
Asked whether the ship was working, Mr. Kandapa said the ship was built to work in India but could not open letters of credit.
The ship was supposed to do some work in India and there was a contract. I know that they were supposed to open a letter of credit in favor of GMPC before the ship started work. When the ship got to India, the contractors did not open the letter of credit, and it was not thought reasonable for the ship to work while arrangements for payment had not been made. So it was not Oman to be kept there while a new contractor was found to utilize the services of the ship.
Given his evidence before the commission, Katie Hammond said the sale of the ship was done in a transparent manner. He tendered in evidence a lot of documents to buttress his point that the sale was transparent. He said when Kufuor's administration took over, GMPC was in distress and also presented documents enumerating its indebtedness to some companies. Mr. Hammond confirmed what Mr. Kandapa said earlier, that he was asked by the government to go to Paris and London to negotiate to bring the debt down. At this point, the Commissioner, Justice Yawapo, asked him whether he took over the functions of the board, which was not in place at that time. He answered that in the absence of a board, shareholders can take over its functions.
That was Ernest Obingenim's report.